For WKU Public Radio, I'm Dan Modlin. All across our region, farmers are being impacted by warmer-than-usual temperatures. Kevin Willis recently spoke to some growers in our listening area to learn how they're trying to benefit from an early bounty of crops.
It's another warm early spring day on the farm of Joe O'Daniel, whose 116-acre property sits off of Cemetery Road heading out of Bowling Green. He says signs of this year's short winter and early warm spring are all around him. O'Daniel says while it's not that uncommon to have a few 80-degree days in late winter or early spring, this year's numerous warm days and nights have challenged him to try to find new ways to unload a larger-than-usual bounty of early spring crops.
And I'm scrambling to find markets for those real rapid growing plants because they're producing more than I'm accustomed to, more than my customers will take.
Fans of farmers markets know that one of the first things to look for in mid-April to early May is leafy greens. Joe O'Daniel says his spinach shot up out of the ground weeks earlier than usual.
In a week's time, that spinach bed just exploded in growth. And, you know, whereas I might get 5 or 6 weeks of good cuttings off that spinach, I may only get 3 weeks now because it's really grown and it might even bolt and go to seed.
Throughout our region and indeed across many parts of the country, farmers have been faced with several questions after the warmer than usual weather. Questions like, how many of the crops do I pull now? And is there any real chance of a freeze that might damage or kill crops in the ground? Again, farmer Joe O'Daniel of Warren County.
Well, this year the decision was, you know, it's the 1st of March, and, you know, I'm not supposed to be planting broccoli, cabbage, lettuce until the middle to the latter part of March, and I'm looking out 10 days, and the temperatures are in the 80s, or they're going to be way above normal, so I'm not looking at any freezes, so I'm thinking, well, you know, 10 days will get me from the 1st of March to almost the middle, so I made the decision to go ahead and plant those things, those cool season crops, because, you know, it's a gamble. Yeah, we can get some real cold temperatures, and I could have lost them. But right now, it's looking like I made the right call.
You know, I think if you farm like this, you got to be somewhat crazy anyway, right? Or a heck of a gambler.
That's Paul Wiedeger, whose 84-acre Edmondson County farm is also seeing an unusual early bounty of crops for this time of year.
So, yeah, a lot of us are putting things out earlier than we normally would in hopes that, you know, things are going to work out for us. And we just keep our fingers crossed. You know, there are ways of doing it. You know, a number of us now have what we call high tunnels. These are like unheated greenhouses, and they help us extend the season and give us some protection in case it turns really cold.
Those high tunnels mentioned by Wiedeger allow farmers to grow crops in the ground like they normally would, but under long, narrow tents that regulate the temperature and amount of sunlight the crops receive. It extends the growing season for producers and allows customers to purchase organically grown local produce during times of the year when it otherwise wouldn't be available. Back at the O'Daniel farm in Warren County, Joe gave a quick tour of the lettuce on offer inside one of his high tunnels.
This is a green oak leaf. We have some dark green waldums. I have some green butterhead, some red butterhead, some deer tongue bib, which is an heirloom lettuce. And then on the end, I have some green romaine. And also on the right, I have some red oak leaf as well. And you can see there's about just shy of 500 heads in these five rows here. And they're all pretty much full size. They'll hold another week, but after that, with these kind of temperatures, the rapid growth I've been experiencing, they'll bolt and go to seed, so they won't be sellable.
To avoid that, O'Daniel says he's been selling excess product to a wholesaler in Louisville. While he gets 33% less for his crops than he would by selling them at the market, O'Daniel says it's better than letting things go to waste. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.